1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
I don't know how many of you have a security service that is taking care of your home. You know, like these different security services. You see the little sign out in front and says, this home protected by. But there was a news story that we took a look at. Canoza Securities, the name of this company, they're under investigation. And they might have their license revoked as a result of a February 12th incident in the Newmark Park area of Los Angeles, where a woman was brutally beaten after her home was entered by assailants apparently bent on theft and home invasion. We have the owner of that company on with us, Rudy Canoza. The company that this woman, Nadine Fernandez, hired to provide security for her home. Mr. Canoza, this is a serious situation. I would ask you, what kind of security does your company provide?
Phil, first of all, as it relates to this lady, you will find that our security was at 100% that night. And
all right, your security was top-notch the night that she was attacked.
When she hired us, we came out to her home. We placed our Canoza security signs in her front yard. The security sign that you are referring to, you generally put two in the front yard. You put two that flank the side of the house. You put another one or two in the backyard, which is a touch that our company came up with. Most security companies put their security signs in the front of the house, but we put them in the back of the house as well, because a burglar or someone that is going to compromise the security of your home isn't necessarily going to come in the front of the house. They might come to the back door, but if you have the security sign in the backyard, not I think... That perhaps
gives them pause to
think about it, and then also a burglar is going to say, "Look at this! They've got a sign in the backyard, as well as in the front yard. They're a home that is concerned with perimeter security." So you can see that our company's security signs are everywhere around the house. So no matter where this scum tries to get in.
All right. Well, the woman was being attacked. On the 12th, was there an alert that was sent to your office? How did you respond?
I don't know your question. How are we supposed to know she's being attacked? You see,
you don't understand. You're a security company. Is there an alarm that sounds at your headquarters?
No, we came out to Ms. Fernandez's home and we put up our signs. I think I've already explained. Having the sign that says the home is protected is what we do, because if you put a sign that says security, Canoza security, this is gold. It's probably the most important security sign.
Let me just be clear before you go on. The only thing you do is you put the sign up?
When people have security companies, the first thing they do is they put the sign. This home, as you said, Mr. Andre, at the beginning, this home protected by. This home is protected by Westpac. This home is protected by Olin. We put up our sign. This home protected by Canoza security.
Well, all right, what do you mean your sign's more effective?
Our sign is the standard in the business. Let me tell you why. I did in my life, I am not proud to admit this, but I did in my life time in prison. I was arrested for armed robbery. I was also arrested for aggravated assault. I did 10 years Folsom Prison in Northern California in Plagerville. And I got to be known in the prison, and the criminals and the convicts got to know me, that you don't mess with Rudy, you don't mess around with me. And these guys, these punks, and these low-life scum knew that I went into the security business. In the state of California, there is not a punk, there is not some low-life scum that doesn't know the Canoza security you don't mess with. You see, so...
All right, so in other words...
Our sign is 32% bigger than our competitor's sign, so it's a big sign.
Just hold on for a minute, okay?
Well, I don't understand the nature of your question.
The nature of my question is this. So in other words, since you did time in prison, every punk, every scumbag in the state knows your name and won't mess with any house you protect.
That is exactly correct. That is it.
So if I hire your security service... And I'm being assaulted in my home. There's no way I can call you.
Do you have the sign up?
Yeah, I've got this. This lady had to sign up, didn't she?
I don't know. I don't think she did. In fact, I've got very serious questions as to whether or not this woman was actually forcibly raped or whether this was some party that got out of hand, some people she invited over. I don't know, because I know her. I know Nadine very well. She and I, this is unfortunate for me to say, we had a relationship.
You had a personal relationship with this woman?
For a brief time. My security business specializes in protecting the homes of single women. Women who live alone are very frightened, and they need the strength of a security company to protect them. And there's nothing that makes a woman feel more secure than if you say to her how beautiful she is, how sexy she is, how much you find it, how attractive you find her. She'll feel secure. She'll feel protected. I did this with Nadine, and perhaps...
Let me be clear. You had a personal relationship with a client?
I just got done saying to you...
No, I know. You remind women how beautiful they are. And this helps them feel secure, but you took it a step further with her.
She was very flattered, and we had a relationship. One of the things, I come from Argentina, if you can tell.
Well, I can tell you have an accent, yes.
Well, one of the things in the Latin country to make a woman feel special is, it's a small technique we call la-la-la. And what it is you put your tongue out of your mouth, and when you look at a woman, you say, you are very beautiful. You know, like you have your tongue out, you know. And I would do this. I said, thank you for hiring Canosa Security. And then
what does that do?
That helps a woman feel that she is secure. That is what is so special about Canosa Security. We are not secure. When we not only secure the home, we secure the woman.
All right. Point being, this woman that your home, you were supposed to protect, was attacked and beaten in her home, and her home was burglarized.
Why? What do you want from me? I don't think...
What do I want from you? Your sign, Canosa Security, was in front of the house. You said that your sign scares off all the punks.
I don't think it was a punk. I think it was a party. I also, if it wasn't a party, I don't think she had to sign in, because our guys, we have an armed patrol.
And all right, why didn't your armed patrol intercede?
You have to understand, our armed patrol doesn't go by the house to see if we're being attacked. It goes by to make sure the signs are still up. Do you understand what I'm saying? And
You send guys down the street to see if your signs are still up.
Mr. Henry, if you are trying to intimate that I was responsible for the brutalization of this woman, this is a serious accusation.
But, Mr. Canosa, you have a security company, and so far you told me the only thing that your security company does is you put up signs that are big, and no punk is going to attack a house because they know the name Canosa, and you have an armed patrol, but you don't help the people inside the house.
We make sure the sign is up. She had taken her sign down. This is what my patrol had told me. Two shifts told me that the signs were down in front of the house.
Why are they armed?
They're armed for the eventuality they need the gun.
What would they need the gun for if you're not going to go into the house?
In case someone is stealing the sign, they're...
Oh, so they're armed in case somebody is stealing the sign. Hold the line. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is a security service. I'm not lumping all the security companies together. This man is saying, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Canosa, the only service that you provide is you have a sign.
Go to anybody's house. That's all that any of these companies provide.
The other companies have armed...
No, they say that they do, but the only thing they really do is put a sign up.
This home protected by...
Yes.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 is our number here on the Phil Hendry Show. Rudy Canosa, who has a security service, they put up a sign that says Canosa Security, and that scares off all, as he says, all the punks, because they don't have any other, and this woman was beaten in her house. He says it's not his problem. He put up the sign. Apparently she took it down. Have you seen houses when you go up to somebody's house, it says this home protected by and everything? Is that supposedly, I didn't know that that would actually keep a burglar out. According to him, it does. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I got Rudy Canoza here. He's the president of Canoza Security, a company that is facing a lawsuit and having its license revoked because a woman who hired the company was beaten in her home and there wasn't any armed response from the company.
But again, Mr. Henry, there is no armed response from these companies as the security business.
Well, before we get into that, people, a lot of people around the country may not know what we mean by a security patrol, but some neighborhoods...
Right. Some neighborhoods hire different security patrols to go around and to patrol the neighborhood. And that is the most that they do. Most of the companies, though, will put a sign in the front lawn that says this home is protected by and the name of the company. We put a sign that says this home protected by Canoza Security.
And that's all you do?
That's all any of them do.
I was led to believe that they do other things.
What else are they going to do? They put a sign up that says this.
Well, how are they going to protect you?
Well, this woman took down this sign. This woman took down the sign that we had given her to put up. That's why she got raped. But if she kept the sign in the front yard, this never would have happened. Why is she attacking me? I gave her the sign. We put the signs up. And now she...
Well, she's blaming you because I guess she figured that you guys are supposed to come out and help her if she's being attacked.
But she took the sign down.
Yep. All right, let's say she left the sign up that says, this home protected by Canoza.
Then that punk never would have touched her. That punk never would have touched her. But she took the sign down. Because
why'd she take the sign down?
She thought it didn't look good. But I said to her later, I said, look at you. She's sitting in a wheelchair in the hospital. I said, look, you had the crap kicked out of you. And for what? If you would have left the sign up, you wouldn't have had the crap kicked out of you. But you took it down. This is the problem with most of the women who have the security business, that they take the sign down, even though I said to them, put the sign back up. But no, they don't do that. This is something that in California, especially because of all of the people who can afford the security business.
How much do you charge a month?
How much
do you charge a month for your security protection of someone's home?
Well, it varies, but the bottom line is $200 to $300 a month. It goes all the way to $1,000.
$200 to $1,000, and all you do is put up a sign.
So many signs are bigger.
What do I get for $1,000?
You know, I don't like the comment. I resent what you're saying.
No, you resent me. What do I get for $1,000 a month?
You get a bigger sign.
A big sign, huh?
What do you want from me? I got a business. I'm trying to do the best I can. I try to make the women feel good.
And then you're having sex with them. You're having sex with these customers. Isn't there an ethical line?
There's no right. Look, the women want to feel secure. I come from Argentina. I came here 1973 from Argentina. I was 13 years old. And I wanted to start a business. I also realized American women were very much into Latin men. And so I started a business to help the women feel secure. This is my security business. I protect the single women. And I also tell them how beautiful they are, so they don't have to be afraid. Why would a beautiful woman like you be afraid? And as I'm leaving there, I'll go...
What is that la-la-la thing?
What?
What's that la-la-la thing that you do?
When I tell the women that I'm going to protect their homes, and I tell them how beautiful they are, then I look at them and I go, ba-la-la-la-la. Now,
what is that, man?
That's a Latin love technique. Latin women know what I'm speaking of, because it's a technique to let women know that they are desirable.
So when I go, la-la-la-la-la, they know...
No. You go to let the woman know that she is desirable. You tell her, don't you worry. You are too beautiful to worry. I'm going to protect your home. Okay?
So that
you extend the tongue, it tells them that you're beautiful. We answer our phone at our business, Canoza Security. If you call my business, pretend you're calling my business.
All right, I'm calling your business.
Canoza Security. La 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 la. And that's how we...
Okay. I got to tell you something, Mr. Canoza. You're faced with some serious charges here. You're faced with...
Well, I know.
This bitch all of a sudden, huh?
This bitch says that I'm responsible for her being beaten. I put the signs up with it.
And the only thing you are doing is putting up the signs. You put up some signs in her front yard. You put some signs up in the... And what's this stuff about you put them up in the backyard? That's what separates you from all the other guys.
That's what does. We put our signs in the backyard. Because a burglar coming over the back wall, he'll see, hey, look at that, Canosa Security, I'm getting the hell out of here. And they'll split. What burglars do you know come to the front door? No, but they come to the back door. So we put... A lot of women tempt the punks because they walk down there, they walk by their windows without their panties on. They let their hair down in front of the window. They don't want the bra when they are inside of their home. They walk around and they show everything that they have. It hangs out and it is tempting to the punk. The punk who's there is in front of the house.
Now there you go again. See, now you got to blame the women because they happen to be in their own homes, enjoying their own homes. You're blaming the women.
I will blame many women for being attacked in their homes when they are standing in their bathroom and they are hanging out and there is nothing on to protect or cover up the breast. There is nothing on to protect or cover up the fanny or the butt area. And then the punk. Ah, yes, the punk. He looks to the window. With his saliva drooling down his face, he says, I can go in and get a piece of that pie. They are naked in the shower. And
how would you suggest they take a shower?
If they live alone, I would not suggest that they bathe without clothes on. They should wear something because this punk, let me tell you, Mr. Henry, I did 10 years in Folsom. They knew me on the yard. After the gang rape, then I got very, but first I had to go through that. But anyway...
Okay, Rudy, it's been really a lot of fun. And by the way, we can let the ladies out there know, if you live alone, shower with your clothes on.
That's a good security tip.
Well, that's great.
Don't let the punk see you nude.
Yeah, even if he's... because he's standing out in the street. So they can call Canosa Security, and depending upon how much they pay a month, that's how big the sign will be.
That's right. It'll say, this home protected by Canosa Security, if it is $1,000 a month...
A billboard, huh?
Yeah, put up a big damn sign. I can park a truck in front of your house, a big-ass sign. Or the little dinky sign that you stick in the flower bed, it says, protected by Canosa Security. That's only about 100 and a half.
I was a badass on the yard at Folsom, but that was after the gang rape.
Right.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. That was Rudy Canosa of Canosa Security. The guy's facing some serious charges. And the other thing that I think is ridiculous...
Oh, one more thing, Phil.
What?
La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Thank you. The guy's got some serious charges he's facing. One of them is the fact that he is being sued by a woman whose home he was supposed to protect. His security business went out to her house, put signs up that says, this home protected by Canosa Security. And when I asked him, well, then what else do you do? He goes, that's all we do. We just put the signs up. Because his name is known to every punk in California, and they would never try anything. I said, how much is this woman paying a month? He said, $1,000. She's getting a billboard-sized sign. Otherwise, I don't know. All right, 1-800-449-8686, number here in the Phil Hendry Show. Don't forget our Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com, our 30-day archive, our Listen Live, our audio archives, our webcast archive, all of the audio from our show, all of the bits, all of the short form and the long form bits, everything is available there if you have a backstage pass. Now, you got to have that backstage pass or you don't get nothing, man. $6.95 a month, that's right, for the price of a pack of smokes and a Mickey's wide mouth. You can have as much Phil Hendry audio as you want. But that backstage pass, you got to get that. $6.95. Go to the PhilHendryShow.com website and find out how.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
So I saw a videotape today of an interview that I did with E-Television, and we did the interview with ETV about 3 weeks ago, I think, and it aired yesterday, and it was dropped right in the middle of E's Grammy coverage. And the look on the hosts' faces was one of stunned. What did you say they looked like? They looked like they were stunned and disappointed that in the middle of all this glorious and glamorous Grammy coverage, they dropped an interview with Phil Hendry. And Steve Kometko, who was the host, looked as if somebody had set his pubic hair on fire, and he was gamely trying to get through it. Just, okay, get move on, you know. And the model, I don't know who the hired model was that he works with, she looked really just bitterly disappointed. Now, I don't take that personally. I think what that is that in the middle of the glamorous coverage of the Grammys, to do a bit about a radio talk show host is about as low as you can sink. Imagine yourself, Steve Kometko. You're trying to keep the weight off, but as the years advance, your face is ballooning a bit. But you're still a handsome guy, and you're trying to keep that glamour edge going. You used to work for CBS. Now you're working for E. It's a step down, but anyway, there you are, and you've got this red carpet Grammy coverage, and suddenly here comes Phil Hendry. A fat, bald, heterosexual, not very good looking, does a radio show, and oh yeah, he's got a TV deal, and on the horizon is a pilot that he's going to produce. All of that thrown right into your face, all of that shoved up into your nostrils all at once, that makes for a scent that is not very fragrant. And so Kometko, now that I think about it, when they came back from the piece on me, Kometko looked as if someone had crammed some of their bacon strip underwear up into his nose just seconds before they came back to him. Because his nose was pinched, and the brow was furrowed as if a stench unlike any stench that had ever been smelt before, the stench of a million corpses, was filling the olfactory sense of his brain, and yet he was gamely trying to soldier on. Sitting next to him was the hired model, who also, I guess, hosts the show, and she had her arms folded across her chest, and she was shaking her head, looking in the general direction of the producer as if to say, I think I have the power to have you fired. I probably don't, but I think I do. And after the broadcast, she stormed into the offices of whoever runs E, demanded the resignation of that producer, and was told no, she'd have to go instead, in which case she said, I'm sorry, and she left and went back to her house. But what's sad about it, and I'm being very honest, it was really kind of a good interview. Most of the interviews that I do, I don't like, but this one was good. It was really good. But I do need an eye job like Greta Van Susteren. And that brings me to my point. Don't I need an eye job? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Do I care what you think? No. 1-800-449-8686. Call and tell me. See if you get on the air. Fat chance. 1-800-449-8686. No, I got the bags under the eyes the same way Greta Van Susteren had. Now she goes in. She gets the eye job. She looks like she'll be on the Army Hugh Hefner any day now. Any day now, she's going to be at the Playboy Mansion. And that's what I want. I want that eye job. I want that whole Chinese thing going on. I want to get that Connie Chung thing. That's what I need. Can you imagine me looking Chinese? That's going to be the thing I need. Here, look at me, Craig. I'll pull my eyes back. That's what I need. That'll push me over the top. That'll get this career kick-started. And then I won't have to have an interview done with me by E! Television, put it on there on a Grammy coverage, and have Steve Kometko look like somebody tried to park a Corvette in his ass. Because he did not look happy, did he? Steve, I've been fat. I know how it feels. Drop a few pounds. Next thing you know, everybody is answering your dinner invitations in the affirmative. You and Greg have a few dinner guests. I'm joking. 1-800-449-8686. Steven, hello, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil, what a blessing to talk to you. You are the man. You tell it like it is. Hey, I just want to say, Steve Kometko. What a flake. What's he all about?
So moving along, I think the whole Chinese thing, look what it did for Connie Chung. Helped her, didn't it? And it's helping Greta Van Susteren, too. I think it can help me. I've been to China, so that's a head start. Anyway, 1-800-4, I can bring back some pictures of people that I admire. Here, can I look like this? That's Mao Zedong, Mr. Hendry. Yeah, that's a good start. 1-800, well, let's start with a bald head. You got it. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I mean, here it is. You know, I'll be honest with you. See, Doug, our web guy, taped this interview, and I said, is it good? He goes, the best part is the look on the people's faces at the end. So I go, whatever that means. So he took the tape back, and I'm looking at it. I thought it was a pretty good interview. And then here comes Kometko, and the model, her name is Jules Asner, right? She's the ex-daughter-in-law of Ed Asner, and yet she still has Asner's name. See, I'd sue. You're not married to me anymore. You're not related to my father. I'm suing you. You don't get to use my name. But I need it for my career. Oh, whoa. Isn't that, that's interesting. Need it for your career, huh? Anyway, it's neither here nor there, but the point is, you know, all of my life, it's been the same old story. Not good enough, hip enough, not part of one of the beautiful people, right? Always trying to elbow my way into that room where the beautiful people were to somehow be accepted on some level. It's pathetic, I understand, it's sad, but that's the story of my life and a lot of people who do what I do for a living. It's no different. You should see some of the guys that do talk shows. See some of the women that do talk shows. All of us, social misfits. Every last one. And when I turned the TV on yesterday, and I saw the end of the interview, and there was Kometko sitting there with all of his gay anger just steaming up from his collar, all of his questionable sexuality, disappointment sort of fuming out of his ears. I felt like I had let somebody else down. Like I, once again, I'd stumbled into the room where all of the hipsters were, and as Kometko's fuzzy sweater ruffled away, there I was sort of, I'm sorry, am I in the wrong? And the Jules Asner, she's there with the arms folded across the chest, with that smirk kind of, I know you're uncomfortable. Can I help you feel more uncomfortable? No, thank you. That's okay. I can make myself feel more uncomfortable. Okay. And that's the way I felt, okay? And why am I talking about it? Because it hurt me. Okay, there I said it. It hurt me. It hurt me, and now I'm breaking down on the radio show. That's great. That's really great. All I wanted to do was an interview with E and have them say, this is Phil Hendry. He belongs on the Grammy cast. Okay, we're sorry. We didn't know that he was going to be on, but he's pretty talented. And Kometko, fag, gets pissed off. I didn't do it on purpose.
Here, Mr. Hendry.
What?
Drink this. You'll feel better.
Thank you, bud.
What is that?
Some tea.
Tea?
Yeah, it's licorice tea.
Oh, that's great. Licorice tea. Get it out of here.
You were crying everything. Now you're just an asshole again.
Yeah, I guess that's me. Some tea. Don't you know I was in a vulnerable moment here?
I know you're crying and everything. You'd probably wet your pants if I didn't bring you a tea.
Oh, yeah. Well, I made it for you, some tea. Hey, bud, I don't want no licorice tea, okay? How did you make that?
Boil some water, put a liquor stick in it.
That's what I want, man. I want licorice tea.
Oh, I'll make you some more.
I'm kidding. Good God. Go on, get out of here.
You're mean.
Yeah, I'm mean. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Hey, something fun's going on down in Cuba. The Al-Qaeda and Taliban prisoners that we are holding down there in Camp X-Ray and Camp Rhino, they're on a hunger strike. Now that is fun. Yay. You talk about a propaganda nightmare. That's the beginning of one right there. You can't win that hunger strike thing for love or money, let me tell you. Not that I have any experience with it necessarily, but it just doesn't seem to me like you're going to be able to... Notice how I've segued out of my angst about Steve Kometko and his gay anger right into a hunger strike in Taliban country. But seriously, they're on a hunger strike down there, and I know the first thought is good, let them starve themselves to death, but it's a propaganda nightmare. Because here's what's going to happen. Oh, you're going to let all those prisoners starve to death, huh? Well, what are we going to supposed to do about it? You brutal bastards. See, Americans are killing the Al-Qaeda prisoners, and they're going to riot, and then we're going to be up in front of The Hague for war crimes, and Bush is going to be burned in effigy, and the whole thing's a nightmare. You can't be as big and as bad and as powerful and as handsome as we are and not have people just hate your guts. Now they're on a hunger strike. You want to know why? Because one of the guys was doing his evening prayers, and apparently they didn't want him wearing a turban. I don't know what it is, but it says here that one of the guys was wearing a turban, and you're not supposed to wear a turban. So they tried to get the turban off. Actually, they tried to get the guy's attention, and he would not acknowledge them trying to get his attention. Apparently, Muslims are taught no matter what, during your prayers, you pray, and even if a house is on fire, even if there's a kid getting run over by a train, you just keep right on praying. So they were trying to get this guy's attention. They couldn't do it. So finally, they entered the cell, and they took the turban off of this guy's head, and the other Al-Qaeda and Taliban guys saw this from their cells, and they started rioting. They started throwing their, just like any Jimmy Cagney movie that you ever saw, they started throwing their bedding out, and they started throwing their pots and pans, and it was a prison riot. And then when the morning meal came around, apparently the most religiously sensitive meal of all, because they give them oatmeal and fruit, and they were throwing their own poop. Thank you, Craig. They went into their toilets and threw their own crap, just like monkeys. Then when the morning meal came around, I think 300 of them decided against taking the morning meal. Now, as of midday today, they said it chilled out a little bit, and most of them are eating, but there's still 88 guys that are on this hunger strike. Now, here's why you can't win this hunger strike thing. First of all, a guy that's in prison looks like an individual who doesn't have the upper hand. He's the underdog. He is at a disadvantage. So anything that he can do to control his situation, he looks like the master of his own destiny. And the guy that's got him in chains looks like a schmuck. Now, when a guy starts a hunger strike, that only means two things, and both of them are bad. The guy's going to starve himself to death, which means you killed him. Or the guy's going to starve himself until you give him what he wants, which means he got what he wants, and he's the prisoner, and he ain't supposed to get what he wants. Either way, man, you lose. Now, that's the truth. So then you try, instead of start doing this stuff like intravenously feeding them, things like that. That's what they did with the IRA, the British would intravenously feed some of these guys. But if they refuse to take nourishment, they refuse to take nourishment. Now, it'll be interesting to see how many of these guys starve themselves to death. And if you think that's a good thing, I'm going to tell you right now, the guys that starve themselves to death, these Al-Qaeda guys, are going to be martyrs. They're going to be held up on high as the greatest thing since sliced bread. And Bin Laden will release another videotape, and he'll have had his hair dyed and shampooed, and he'll have shaved his beard off, and he'll look a little bit like Ricardo Montalban in The Wrath of Khan. And the whole thing is, because, see, as long as Bin Laden doesn't have any real toilet habits, we're winning the war on terror. But the minute he releases a tape of himself or a film of himself produced, you know, very nicely, where he's got a good makeup person, good lighting, and suddenly you can see the chiseled good features, that handsome, jutting Italian, that aquiline feature of his, when he looks like all the bomb, he just looks like the 6'6" stud that he is, we're losing. So stay tuned for that. And then here's another piece of information. Sean Penn's wife says she doesn't think they'll be going to the Oscars. Penn is nominated in the Best Actor category for his role in I Am Sam. He has previously said he would be embarrassed to be part of the annual ceremony. Robin Wright Penn told www.creators.com he's been nominated twice before and hasn't been at the awards. They responded, oh, really? We hadn't noticed he'd been nominated. And she said, you mean you didn't notice that he wasn't at the awards? And they said, no, not really. I don't think he'll be there this year either, she said eagerly, anticipating their response, to which they responded, that's nice. So Sean Penn is not going to be at the Academy Awards again this year. And if anybody notices, drop us a line in care of the Phil Hendry Show here in Sherman Oaks. Yes, send us a line to... I noticed that Sean Penn isn't at the Academy Awards again this year, care of the Phil Hendry Show, and we'll send you possibly a T-shirt. Not a T-shirt that says Phil Hendry Show on it, just a T-shirt. Just a T-shirt that I found. Hey, Sean, word to the wise, man. George C. Scott did that I ain't showing up for my Academy Award thing way back in 1970. It was cool when he did it, really stupid when Fatboy Brando did it, and ever since then, anybody that ain't showed up for an Academy Award is just a lame ass. Don't do it, man. Show up for your Academy Award wearing a nice suit that your mother got you. Comb your hair, smile and wave and show a lot of teeth as you go down the runway. And I know this could kill you. I know that this possibly is asking you to do something that's life-threatening. Don't wear sunglasses. Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah, I can hear you. Please, just try it. Try going down the red carpet thing with a smile on your face and no sunglasses, waving to all of the people that have put money in your pocket, sometimes against their better judgment, all these years. I'm one of them. Because I saw Casualties of War. Thank you. Yay. Let's not forget that and your performance in Thin Red Line, or was it Thin Blue Line, or... whatever that other war movie was that came out in 1998. Let's not forget that. I gave you my $7.50 on that one, too, and you've got to admit, you owe me big on that. You owe me big on that. Now, I liked you in Falcon and the Snowman. I saw you on stage in Hurley Burley. I'm one of your biggest supporters. Bad Boys was, not bad. And I liked you in Colors with Robert Duvall. But the rest of it? Sucked eggs on wheels, man. Sucked big... big, big bovine product. You owe me, man. Show up at the Academy Awards. Don't win and sit there and smile even after you don't win. Like, you know how they have the little pictures of the people before they announce the award? I want you to smile and applaud when they give it to Russell Crowe and go, yeah! Stand up and go, yeah! And when they say, do you dig the Academy Awards, Sean? You go, you bet! Hi, everybody! Hi! And then go home, bury your face in a pillow, and weep like a schoolgirl. Phil Hendry Show.